We have a couple of special guests here in the studio this hour. They are Dr. Amiyas Kabir. Did I get that right? He is the team chiropractor for the Bloomington Edge and has his own practice here in Bloomington Normal. And he's joined by former Major League catcher Matt Traynor, who spent 9 years in the big leagues and played 19 years of professional baseball. So 10 years in the minors, 9 years in the majors. And Matt and Dr. Kabir will both be speaking tonight at a dinner being hosted by the Bloomington Edge. And they'll be talking about concussions and post-concussion syndrome. Welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dr. Kabir, first of all, this is becoming a more and more high-visibility topic, not only for young people, but for professional athletes, like someone like Matt, a catcher, makes a lot of contact and that sort of thing. Things have changed a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. There's a greater degree of awareness, and part of our role and our thrust is to bring awareness, particularly to the increased incidence in the childhood population. So 10 to 15 years old, that has the highest rate of in terms of concussions right now amongst all age groups.
You're going to be talking to a group of local athletic directors.
Yes.
And that, you know, most of them are off today because school is out on President's Day. What's the message that you're going to have for those people?
Well, we're going to talk about two things. I want Matt, obviously, to share his story, his journey with, you know, he'll talk about multiple concussions and things that the route that he went that didn't work, some of the things he had to do that did work. But mainly want to talk about baseline testing for all athletes, adult and children. And then if you do have or sustain a concussion, what's really the best route to follow? Because it's a very ambiguous arena in terms of how do we diagnose a concussion, what is a concussion, and how do we determine when the athlete is ready to return to play.
All right, let's bring Matt in because you were behind the plate for thousands of innings, foul tips, hitting you in the mask. I've heard stories from other guys. You know, Mike Matheny, the manager of the Cardinals, had to end his career because of all of the concussions he had, some of them just from taking foul tips that hit him on the chin of that face mask. Tell me about your experiences and maybe the first couple of times that you dealt with that, and maybe you didn't even know the severity of it.
I think my last concussion where I was actually knocked out on the field in Cleveland, I talk about that being the end of my career, the beginning of the end. But when I look back, especially when I was preparing for this talk and another talk, was that what is diagnosed? Just because somebody says, hey, you've suffered some sort of head trauma. So going back and understanding how much I had been getting hit in the head, foul tips, and feeling like somebody socked you in the head basically is what it feels like, to all the collisions that you basically you shake off and you continue to play. So as far as diagnosed concussions, you know, I would say I'd had between 6 and 10, and the last one being basically the sum of all of those wrapped up into one and where I lose consciousness on the field.
What's your gut feeling about how many you really had over the years?
Amiyas and I were talking about this. I would say at least 10 as far as sustained concussions where I was, you know, I felt those initial, you know, losing consciousness. I've probably lost consciousness probably 4 times on the field. The last one, obviously, you can check out online if you're interested in that. But, you know, for the most part, you do get hit quite a bit, and it's the layered effect, you know, almost like a boxer. He gets hit and over and over and over again, and that's where you start feeling the residual effects.
How much do you worry about the ramifications 20 or 30 years from now?
No doubt. That's one of my biggest things. When I started learning more about what's going on down the road is my biggest fear with autoimmune issues, which is a big possibility. You see that in a lot of older boxers, guys that have been taking a pounding for over years and years. But it's one of my biggest things. And a lot of the symptoms I was having was through my gut and my vision as well. And I just wasn't getting any better. And Amiyas can talk better about that as far as the way your eyes track. And that's the initial, you know, the testing. You see the guys moving the finger in front of somebody's eye. But it's a telltale sign that you've suffered a head injury and you're going through some immediate symptoms.
We're talking with former Major League catcher Matt Traynor and Dr. Amiyas Kabir, the team chiropractor for the Bloomington Edge. They'll be speaking tonight at a dinner hosted by the Edge to local athletic directors. Dr. Kabir, You know, what Matt was saying, pick up on that a little bit. And I'm curious, for parents of young athletes, and that could be anywhere from, you know, because they start early, they could be young hockey players over at the Pepsi Ice Center who are playing peewee hockey. They can be high school kids who are, you know, fairly accomplished athletes at that point, even though they're teenagers. Maybe they're starters on their football team or basketball team. Your kid comes home, got knocked woozy during the game. What are you looking for?
Well, obviously there are a specific set of common symptoms, headache, fatigue, sometimes blurred vision, things like that, Mark. But a lot of things that get overlooked. I mean, we look at a lot of the damage that actually occurs to the brain. We know that there's inflammation of the brain with concussion. What happens is a lot of things that get overlooked have to do with the actual cervical spine. So there's some upper portions of the neck. Matt was talking about gut dysfunction. So we know now within hours after concussion, the body actually goes into what we call a leaky gut syndrome, because the primary nerve that controls the digestive function emanates from the base of the skull and the neck. And unfortunately, the cervical spine, obviously my professional training as a chiropractor, is to look at those things, and those oftentimes get overlooked. So now there's more and more emphasis on looking at the cervical spine, because we know that a lot of the nerves that control digestive function emanate from those areas. So for kids, it's not uncommon for me to see kids coming in after concussions with their primary complaint being only stomach pain. And then obviously, if you looked at the stomach, right, nothing's wrong. So the problem we know emanates either from the lower cervical spine and from post-concussive type of symptoms.
Yeah, that would be, for a parent, you probably wouldn't even add the two up, right?
Just
by the apparent symptoms.
That and a lot of behavioral things. Missing school, not able to focus, poor attention, and that usually rides right along in with that.
All right, Matt, when you started playing professional baseball, I think it was 99? Was it 99 or 94?
94,
that's right. I got onto your baseball reference page just to check, and I forgot the year. So there were no protocols back then.
No, nothing like
right?
that.
And when you're in the minor leagues, or even if you're a young player in the major leagues, you're afraid to take yourself out of the lineup because you're going to lose your job.
Right.
But the protocols have changed a lot. So from the time that you started until the time that you left the game, and that was, what, 2014?
I went to camp with the Indians.
So about 4 years ago, and in the last 3 or 4 years, they've even progressed even more. But just describe the evolution of the protocols and how much different they were when you left the game than when you came into the game.
There's definitely a quest for some answers at the big league level, I know, and most organizations are looking into it. As far as even the Indians, when I left there, they had given me Team Wendy pads to put inside my face mask to try and figure out a way to reduce the amount of shock you're taking, to actually counting how many foul tips you take. So, you know, they're aware that it is a huge, huge problem, not just with catchers, but even, you know, infielders sliding, that whiplash motion. A lot of guys are suffering from different things, and obviously they want their players to be functioning at a high level. So, and then early on in my career, it was the beginning of that steroid era where guys were really big and very aggressive. There's a lot of different things going on, and, you know, me not being a huge guy, people want to take shots, obviously, knock the ball loose. And, you know, somebody says, you got your bell rung. That's one of the famous, you know, lines you hear about. And so, you know, it's much different to where you'd take a day off, collect your thoughts basically when you're a younger guy, and get back in there as soon as you could.
All right, I want to talk just for a minute about your wife, Misty May Trainer. She's a three-time Olympic gold medalist in beach volleyball. She's in the Volleyball Hall of Fame. She's a three-time national champion. And we saw a lot about her during the last few Summer Olympics because she's one of the best in the world. Where did you guys meet, and how do you sort of trade information? Are there some things that translate between baseball and what she does?
Yeah, we actually met at a physical therapy place. I was getting some knee work done, but ironically, Misty has always been the one to she was more well-rounded with her training, different things, massage and trying Pilates, yoga, different stuff like that. And chiropractic care, she's the one that introduced me to chiropractic care, and we actually get our kids adjusted and the whole deal. So, you know, she was that typical, like I call her sports genius in a way, because she did whatever it took to be better, and she kind of understood. And what that basically made her was an efficient athlete. She knew how to move her body and what made her tick. So when she was out on the court, she was as efficient as possible.
And in their sport, they get into awkward positions because they're reacting to the ball, and that is to a certain extent similar to the position you played as catcher for all those years,
right.
too.
Well, that's the thing about the concussion stuff, too. It's not limited to just the contact sports. Some of the leading concussion statistics are with, girls soccer, obviously, heading the ball, girls gymnastics, and cheerleading as well. So it could be as simple as, like, that 10-mile-an-hour rear-end accident you get that's no big deal to, you know, somebody smashing you in an MMA fight. So I don't think anybody's kind of out of the realm of having that head injury.
Well, in volleyball, you're hitting the ground all the time.
Yeah, you're diving, you're doing all kinds of stuff. There's one thing that's very common in all sports is that athletic position and being able to be athletic and be efficient.
Yeah, so technique can really help you out when you're out there competing.